from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. Every year, thanks to the miracle of television, millions of people throughout the world are able to enjoy the traditional New Year's concert broadcast from Vienna. I'd like to begin today's program with an excerpt from the 1991 concert. Listen now to the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Claudio Abbado, as they play the overture to the operetta Waldmeister by Johann Strauss. Waldmeister, by the way, is the German name for that fragrant little woodland plant, the woodruff. overture to the operetta Waldmeister by Johann Strauss. And this operetta was the Viennese maestro's final stage triumph and was premiered 100 years ago. The elegant first night audience was delighted, and the following day the newspapers were full of praise for Strauss and his music. One ecstatic critic even went as far as to write that he detected, and I quote, golden Mozart-like sounds in the operetta. Well, despite all this praise, Waldmeister soon disappeared into theatrical oblivion. Now, at about the same time as the elderly Strauss was writing Waldmeister in Vienna, in far-off Budapest, a young Hungarian music student was dreaming of achieving fame and fortune as a concert pianist. His name, Emeric Kallmann. But then fate stepped in and his hopes were shattered. Like his ideal Schumann, one of Kallmann's arms also became partly lame, and he was forced to give up all ideas of becoming a concert pianist. He also followed Schumann's example and now set his sights on composition. After finishing his composition studies at the Music Academy in Budapest, he began writing, at first in the conventional classical style, but this wasn't enough to make a living. So, under an assumed name, he wrote and sold popular songs. They sold like hot cakes. The young Kallmann now decided to devote his creative abilities to the lighter musical muse. In the years to come, Emeric Kallmann was to make operetta history. Here's a duet from his ever-popular Gräfin or Countess Maritza. The title role is sung by Anneliese Rothenberger, and Willy Brockmeyer sings the role of Baron Supan. Komm mit nach Waresten. Come with me to Waresten.
Nicht lachen, der Riese, der Sache, der Amor, der hat mich so gepackt. Die Urkraft der Triebe, das Feuer der Liebe, ich weiß nicht genau, wie man das sagt.
Ich finde es ergötzlich, dass sie gar so plötzlich, so stürmisch ihr Herz für mich entdeckt. Sie spurte mit Worten, ich bin zorte, doch müssen sie noch warten, sie haben mich schon lebt.
Karte geht nicht, ich dichte nicht, ich red nicht, ich bin noch kein Poet nicht, ich sage nur, komm mit nach Waresten, solange noch die Rosen blühen. Dort wollen wir glücklich sein, wir beide ganz allein. Du bist die schönste Fee, von Debrecen bis Plattensee. Drum möchte mit dir ich gehen, nach Waresten.
Denn deine Leidenschaft wird heißer noch als Gulaschsaft. Und in der Brust wird's entdeckt, von Ausstehung.
Mit nach Waresten, solange noch die Rosen blühen, dort ist die ganze Welt so rot-weiß-grün.
Da kann man nichts machen, der Riese, der Sachen, der Amor, der ist schon einmal so.
Er spielt Buch, er spielt er, dann lacht er, dann fehlt er und schießt er und trifft uns irgendwo.
Sprechen sehr drastisch und schildern sehr plastisch und schneiden ganz breit in den Fuhr. Ein Freuer mit Temperament und Feuer, wie sie wie unter Feuer aufs Herz und tut Labor.
Wie neufällig, sie anschauen nur so brennig und brennig hat so kenn ich das Heine nur.
Komm mit nach Waresten. Glücklich sein, wir beide ganz allein.
Du bist die schönste Fee, von der Brezzi bis Plattensee. Möchte mit dir ich gehen, nach Waresten.
Denn deine Leidenschaft wird heißer noch als Gulaschsaft. Und in der Brust wird's entdeckt, schon durchsteh und geh.
Mit nach Waresten, so verlangen noch die Rosenblüten. Dort ist die ganze Welt noch rot-weiß-grün.
The Varustin duet from the operetta Gräfin Maritza by Emmerich Kallmann. The Graunke Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Willy Matthes. Now, in the so-called good old days, great emphasis was placed on the suitability of a young man who wanted to marry into a respectable upper-class family. As a matter of fact, most society marriages were arranged, with the bride-to-be hardly having any say in the matter at all. 150 years ago, a gifted young musician from Cologne, here in Germany, emigrated to Paris with the dream of becoming rich and famous. Well, the first thing that the young Jacques Offenbach did was fall head over heels in love with Hermine Dalcani, a beauty from one of Paris's most prominent families. The Dalcanis, however, were not prepared to allow a marriage between their carefully brought-up daughter and this as yet unknown immigrant and penniless musician. But, being French, they were also pragmatic and told Offenbach there might be a possibility if he was able to prove that he could support their daughter in the manner to which she was accustomed. So this cello virtuoso went to London, where, it must be said, he gained almost instant fame and much fortune, so that in 1844, wedding bells in gay Paris signalled a happy end to the love tale. I'd like you to listen now to a romance for cello and piano written by the young Offenbach when he was still fighting for the hand of the beautiful Hermine. Here's Souvenir Duval by Jacques Offenbach. Souvenir Duval by Jacques Offenbach. You heard Wolfgang Böttcher, cello, accompanied by his sister Ursula on the piano. But Offenbach was not the only famous musician to leave the concert platform for the operetta stage. After finishing his studies at the Prague Conservatory, the 20-year-old Hungarian violinist Franz Lehár traveled to Vienna. Here, Lehár had no difficulty in finding work in a theatre as primarius, or leading violinist. But he soon tired of sitting down there in the orchestra pit playing the music of other composers. He wanted to be up there, with the orchestra playing his music. The Merry Widow made him internationally famous. Curiously enough, the Viennese premiere was less than a roaring success. Critics at the time spoke of a poor audience turnout, and the operetta's frosty reception. Altogether, they came to the conclusion that as far as the Merry Widow was concerned, well, forget it. Just a few months later, these pundits of musical taste were dazedly wondering just how they could have been so wrong, especially with songs like Then I Go Into Maxime's.
Heut geh ich ins Maxi, dort bin ich sehr intim. Ich duze alle Damen, ruf sie beim Kosenamen. Lolo, Dodo, Juju, Klo, Klo, Marco, Fru, Fru. Sie lassen mich vergessen, das teure O Vaterland, du machst bei Tag mir schon genügend Mühe und Plag. Die Nacht braucht jeder Diplomat, doch meistenteils für sich privat. Um eins schon bin ich im Büro, doch bin ich gleich drauf anderswo, weil man den ganzen lieben Tag nicht immer im Büro sein mag. Erstatte ich beim Chefbericht, so tu ich's meistens selber nicht. Die Sprechstunde halt ich niemals ein, ein Diplomat muss schweigsam sein. Die Akten häufen sich bei mir, ich find es gibt zu viel Papier. Ich tauch die Feder selten ein und komm doch in die Tint hinein. Kein Wunder, wenn man so viel tut, dass man am Abend gerne ruht und sich bei Nacht, was man so nennt, Erholung nach der Arbeit gönnt. Da geh ich zu Maxi, dort bin ich sehr intim. Ich duze alle Damen, ruf sie beim Kosenamen. Lolo, Dodo, Juju, Klo, Klo, Marco, Fru, Fru. Die lassen mich vergessen, das teure Vaterland. Da wird champanisiert, auch häufig kankaniert und geht's ans Kosenküssen mit allen diesen süßen Lolo, Dodo, Juju, Klo, Klo, Marco, Fru, Fru. Da kann man leicht vergessen, das teure Vaterland.
Da geh ich ins Maxim, from the operetta The Merry Widow by Franz Lehár. It was sung by Peter Alexander. Well, we've only a few minutes left, so appropriately enough, I think a gallop would be in order. In old Imperial Vienna, Josef Lanner was famous for this form of dance music, which was in direct contrast to the more stately waltz. One of his most popular compositions was entitled Hungarian Gallop, so-called because he used old and well-known Hungarian folk melodies. Here it is, played now by the Biedermeier Ensemble Vienna. Hungarian Gallop by Josef Lanner, ending this edition of Melody Time, the program which was produced by Stephanie Giesen with sound engineer Winfried Neumann, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare wishing you all the very best, and do take care, won't you? Bye now.